Can you please give some guidance on recognizing delusion in the mind? Greed and aversion seem easier to spot. Thank you for your great generosity and compassion in answering questions so clearly and directly. I remember Ajahn Chah being asked this one time by, there was a few people, Jack Kornfield brought a group of people when it was after Ajahn Chah's, it wasn't at the monastery, it was in Bangkok, and Jack was passing through, a few of fellow practitioners were with him and came and paid respects, and it had been after Ajahn Chah had his, had his operation. And but anyway, the question was asked, and Ajahn Chah sort of said, well, he said, it's kind of like riding on a horse, and you know, sort of riding along, where's the horse? Where's the horse? Instead, it's like delusion sort of carrying us along, and we don't see it. Sort of. So that willingness to look and think, it's the delusion in the mind that keeps us from not seeing clearly. That usually, I mean, one of the ways of recognizing a delusion is just the feeling of uncertainty, a feeling of wavering in the mind, a feeling of anxiety or fear. Those are, and you really tap into that and see it, because that's how delusion manifests itself. And especially around that, the sense of me, the sense of I, because it's delusion that builds that construct of a self, self-perception, self view, self identity. So recognizing its manifestation, because just sort of looking directly and so, oh, there's because it's easy to say, oh yeah, that's anger, that's aversion, that's really clear, and as I said, like desire. But we have to see the signs of delusion more than the actual delusion itself, because that gets to the root. We're able to track it back that way.